I just agree that we can solve some of our, you know, our biggest problems right now in the world and in this country, especially our climate change and reducing our carbon output and creating economic justice and jobs.
Mulhern says that using stimulus funding to create green jobs for the people who need it the most will solve three important problems.
We've got to solve our environmental problems. We need to get jobs to the underserved, the underemployed, and the lowest income people. We need jobs in general. So I think it's a perfect combination so that we can solve our economic and environmental and environmental equality problems at the same time.
The Sunshine State would be a perfect place for green jobs, like the manufacture of solar panels, according to Mulhern.
One of the things we need to do is we need to invest in research on solar energy, and we need to try to create an industry on building solar energy components. Hopefully we'll get the cap and trade legislation through, and that will begin to force us to have to do that anyway. But I'd like to see us get ahead and try to start attracting, the solar industry.
Reverend Warren Clark with Faiths United for Sustainable Energy is another Green Jobs for the People member who announced an event that they will participate in on Friday.
Tomorrow at noon, in front of the County Center building, there will be a prayer vigil for economic justice within the green jobs, within the green collar economy. And that prayer vigil will be actually led by the president-elect of the National Council of Churches in the United States.